This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about those times when we desire a sign from God. Recently, we've been talking about doing what's right in the face of wrong and staying in the fight while we're still waiting on God's promises to be fulfilled. And sometimes when you're going through it or you're embarking upon something new, all you want is a sign from God to ensure that you're on the right course. And when I turn to the scriptures, I'm reminded of the time when Gideon asked God for a sign. So the Israelites were under attack by the Midianites, and God chose Gideon to save them. But Gideon was very doubtful that he had actually been chosen by God for this task because he just viewed himself as very unqualified. So he asked God for a sign to be sure that this is what God was really asking him to do. So he left a piece of wool on the floor and asked God to make the wool wet with dew, but to keep the ground around this piece of wool dry. And if that happened, he would know that God was telling him to free the Israelites. So the next morning, Gideon squeezed a bowl full of water from the piece of wool. So we see that God responded to Gideon's request for a sign. But after God gives you a sign, the next move may be yours to take. So the question is, will you take it? So to give us the strength and courage to do so, let us hold on to these words. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Isaiah 41:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, ask for a sign, but be prepared to take action.